cracked pots and glue them back together, and then we get to watch what God does with those things. Let's hear the rest of it. We are afflicted in every way. How many of you have ever known an affliction? What? I even know somebody even here today who's got a bad back. And I'm not going to mention anybody in particular. Notice I didn't mention it. But we're not crushed. See, we're afflicted, but we're not crushed. She's going to make it. If Roy was here, she'd already be better. Because he would take care of her. It says, we're perplexed, but we're not despairing. Perplexed has a future tense to it. There are things that we don't understand. And we're perplexed at what's going to happen. And yet, it says we're not despairing. I'm in yesterday buying grass seed for a spot that will not grow. Anybody have those spots in your yard? I've tried this 4 times. My neighbor came over to me. He says, Bill, you buy lousy grass seed. And so he sent me to a place. He says, it'll grow. Really? So now my hope is that I bought the right kind of grass seed. Perplexed. But it's not over. I have hope. Well, imagine that in a spiritual sense. There are things that are going to go on in our lives that are perplexing. But because we know Christ and the treasure is within, we can hope for a different outcome. Let's continue. We're struck down but not destroyed. The word struck down comes from when people, both men and women, would get in chariots and they would have a hunt. And they would chase down a quarry, a deer, fox, whatever it was, and they would shoot it with a dart and try to take the animal. It would be shot down, or the dart would take it out. And the scriptures would tell us that all of us have been struck down, and yet we get up. Isn't that crazy? We've been struck down, but we still get up. God has given us some kind of resilience that in the midst of life that's difficult, we rise back up. It's really wonderful when you think about who we are and what God has done with broken clay pots. And that He, by His power, can take those pots and turn them into His glory. It's really wonderful. It's something that is one of God's miracles. The crazy thing is that I'm thinking primarily of me. But when I bet you think of your own lives, you're a miracle too. You're a cracked pot that God is using for His glory. Isn't that wonderful to know? And you might say to me, well, Bill, I have all this baggage. I've done all this dumb stuff. You're just cracked. If you're a believer, God is mending your cracks. Allow Him to do that work in your life so that He will be brought glory. And here's the crazy thing. Your life is going to get better because it's God's way. That's what God does. We're all walking miracles. One of the things I love when I came here, Carla, 6 years ago? Did I come here 6 years ago?
7 now.
Like I said, 7 years ago. As I said, you know, the wonderful thing that I get to be a part of is the miracle on Route 57. It's not this building. It's us. We're the miracle. Because God is doing things with us. And we can say, you know, this isn't of my doing. This is God's doing. And I get to be a part of it. Let's finish what it says here. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in us. We know how this works. We know how God has worked to transform our lives. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture memory verse if you want it. It is Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And it says, consider this. We need to learn to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking the gathering of being together. So this gathering right here, where we gather together to encourage and support until the day draws near, until the second coming of Christ. So we gather to encourage and support. So now let's take the word encourage. It is the Greek word called parakaleo. Parakaleo. P-A-R-A-K-A-L-E-O. And kaleo means called. And so what you have is we're called to encourage. We're called to encourage. And so the reason why we come together is try to encourage one another. Another way that that is translated is exhort. Well, who are we exhorting? Who are we encouraging? It's each other. You and I are called the ecclesia, the community of saints. We're also called the Haggai, H-A-G-I-A, and it means the saints. So if any of you were to go over to Constantinople for some of their baklava with pistachio nuts, not walnuts, you're going to find that there's this huge church there that's been there since the 3rd or 4th century called Hagia Sophia. And what it means is the Church of Holy Wisdom. We are also called the Nicaea. Nicaea is where you get the word Nicholas. Do I have anybody who's got a Nicholas friend? Anybody? Cool. Their name really means conqueror. They're able to overcome whatever it is they face. They are Nicaea. Isn't it crazy that Nike has a swish on it? Right? And that word Nike means conqueror. It comes straight out of the Greek language. What's crazy is that you and I are conquerors. What are we conquering over? Our own foolishness. Our own sense that we can do this on our own. The own sense that we don't need anybody else. But we're conquerors in Christ, which means we do this together. So, I've got some homework for you today. And so I'm going to need for you to think about how you want to do this. I'm going to ask that everybody in this room find somebody for the next month. It'll be 4 weeks, then we'll stop doing this. But I want you to find somebody who will encourage you. Ask them, hey, this is who I am. Will you encourage me over the next month when we are together? Could you ask them, could you ask those people to ask me these questions? So here are your questions. How is your soul? That's a tough question, isn't it? Because you're going to have to share something. The second one is, what are the roadblocks in my journey with Jesus? And they're only asking this so that they can pray for you, that you can get through them. So the first one is, how is your soul? The second one is, what are the roadblocks that keep you from growing in your faith? And then the third one is more internal for you. A need for you to be at peace in your journey of faith. Be at peace. So, being that I had to teach it at college, and this sounds like homework, I'm going to let you talk about this with your neighbor so you don't have to go home and do your homework. See, that's what's great about doing homework in the class. So, find somebody in this room that you can ask them to encourage you. And there might be some of you that are asked to do that with 2 or 3 people. But you got 3 questions. Ask for them to ask you, how is your soul? The second one is, what are the roadblocks that I can pray for you so that you this month can make some major steps in your journey of faith? And then finally for you, I need for you to be at peace that God is at work.